Welcome to The Australian Opportunity, your guide to accelerating your business in Australia. Proudly presented by Bloomberg Media Studios in partnership with the Global Business and Talent Attraction Task Force, an Australian government initiative. Today, we are joined by Airwallex President and co-founder, Lucy Liu. Lucy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Such a pleasure to be here.
Lucy, could you please provide us a brief overview of Airwallex? What's it all about and how does it work?
We are a global fintech company that was founded in Melbourne in 2015, and we are one of the fastest growing tech unicorns in Australia. We are basically building a global financial infrastructure and applications to help our customers to grow in every corner of the world. Today, we have 12 offices globally and more than 700 employees.
So you mentioned you're one of the fastest growing startups in Australia, but where did it all start?
My co-founders, Jack and Max, started a cafe in Melbourne Docklands in end of 2014, beginning of 2015. And it was sort of like a side hustle for them because they were working full time in the banking sector, and Max was an architect. And while they were importing products such as, coffee cups and labels for their cafe, they realized how expensive the foreign exchange rates are, and there were a lot of lack of transparency, which really hurt their profit margins. And Jack, who was a FX solutions architect, thought that must be a better way to solve this problem with technology. So the two of them joined up with Xi Jing, who is our CTO, and another friend, Kilok, and myself, and we started Airwallex end of 2015.
What was the benefit of launching Airwallex in Australia? You're internationally focused, but you've decided the genesis of Airwallex will be in Australia. Why did you choose to be down under?
Australia has been a good sandbox for many businesses who are trying to expand internationally, whether it could be, European or American companies trying to enter into Asia, or, you know, Asian companies trying to expand into the Western markets. So, I think, Australia in terms of culture is very diverse. And geographically, it's also in the same time zone as Asia, which was one of our first markets to expand into as well.
And what sort of government support or incentives did Airwallex leverage, at least in the early days and even in an ongoing sense?
We had pretty good governmental support to gain our AFSL license very early on. So we didn't actually need to go into a sandbox, but it is an option for fintech startups. Similarly, we were also offered free office spaces. And I think when we first started, the community for fintechs and startups were quite small in Australia and in Melbourne. But over time, it really grew a lot. And I think, community and the resources that the government provided were quite useful.
Finally, what's next for Airwallex? You've been through some phenomenal growth in recent years, but what's in the pipeline for the company?
I think in terms of product, there's still so much we can do to really provide a better user experience and really help our customers grow. We do have very ambitious goals in launching to other markets. So this year, we're really heavily investing in our EMEA operations and as well as our US operations. In Australia specifically, we're going to be opening an office in Sydney very soon. So hopefully lots of exciting news to share with everyone in the future.
Lucy, thank you for your insights today on fintech ecosystems in Australia and Airwallex's journey.
Anytime, I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for listening to The Australian Opportunity, brought to you by the Global Business and Talent Attraction Task Force, an Australian government initiative.